And sitting right next to us now, Archie Manning from the Manning Passing Academy. And Arch, this morning you made the comment over 1,400. That's got to be the record breaker here. What is it, 48 starting college quarterbacks?
Yeah, we got 48. That's the most starting college quarterbacks we had. 40 was kind of always our number, and extended a little bit last year to 44, and we wound up with 48. Well, we just had a lot of campers. We thought we were going to be about 1550. You know, at one point we're kind of like an airline. We oversell the camp,
right?
Because it's understandable that
we would have a high
attrition rate. The registration opens up in October, so people and people come from all over the country, but people make plans in October, but it doesn't always work out for June, and conflicts come up, and so we're ready for that. We sell about 1,800 spots, and my guy Hawk is just, he's perfect. He can predict this attrition. So I mean, it wasn't a month ago we still had 1,800, 1,700. I said, Hawk, we can't. He said, don't worry, they'll drop out, and so we're about 1,450, which is a big number. We can't house but about 950 here, Mike. So the rest of them are overnight campers.
Yeah, mom and dad sort of take care of
it. Many of them, though, you'd think, well, that's local kids. Not really.
No.
So you'd be surprised at people that drive their children all over the country and come here and get a hotel rooms here in Thibodeau or Homa and around, and the kids stay with them. They drop them off early in the morning and pick them up at night.
One of the great compliments to you this morning, I'm interviewing Cade Klubnik from Clemson. And I told him, you know, what brings you back for a second time? He's like, when Mr. Archie called me up, I ain't turning him down. I'm going back to the Manning Passing Academy. So that's a great tribute to you and also to camp. And he said how much I enjoyed it. He enjoyed coming here last year.
Yeah, he's a great young man. And, boy, he's a good football player, of course.
I told him, tell him to be good, but the first game of the year. Because they play LSU.
They play LSU. That's a big game. Well, he'll be tough. He's an experienced player. You know, he had a great game against Texas
last year
in that playoff game. Of course, he's from there.
Yeah,
he's from Austin. Great kid. Yeah, you know, that's what is so much fun with these quarterbacks is, you know, Mike, by and by, you know this. By the time a young man goes to college and he's a quarterback and he's playing in a football program, by his second, third year as a quarterback, he's developed some leadership skills. And they're accountable and responsible, and because that's what you got to be to play that position, and it's just fun to have them here. They just attack helping these kids, coaching these kids. They're coachable themselves. Peyton and Eli get in there, and David Morris, and we kind of tell them, here's what you want to do with these kids. You know, have fun with them. Tell them who you are, but coach them this. Coach them this on a five-step. Don't have one person throwing and nine watching. Let's have all five throwing and four catching and do it. And they listen and they do what they tell. And then what's really fun for me is to see how much fun they have together. You know, for you got a quarterback from the University of Washington and a quarterback from Nicholls State. You know, and they may be rooming together, and they're hanging out together, and they're working, practicing at the camp, eating together. We let them get away and have a little fun. It's just been a win-win with these quarterbacks.
I got to talk to Sam Levitt, and he was telling me his journey. He said, okay, I grew up in Oregon.
Yeah.
I go to Michigan State. Situation happened there with a coaching change. Decide I'm leaving. I go to Arizona State. And boy, did it work last year for him. Huh?
What a player. And yeah, that's the thing now more so than when we first started having quarterbacks. Of course, the first year we didn't have but four college players. And two of them were from Southwest Louisiana, Jake Delhomme and Brandon Stokely. Yeah. And another one was Peyton Manning at Tennessee. And the other one was Bo Meeks, who was at Northwestern, and Bo's still coaching. He still comes to the camp every year. Though we had four, so now we got 48. But Yeah, Sam. Listen, a lot of these guys have just got a story of where they're from and where they started and where they went in the portal. And we got Drew Pine here. He's on his fourth school. He's starting for Bowling Green next year. He's on his fourth school.
Yeah. I thought Tyler Shuck was bad. I got to see him toward the end, right before I left, and he was like, you know, I came here twice, and now I've come here back being a member of the Saints.
Well, it's never happened before. We've never had a college counselor who gets drafted in the pros and then the next year says, I want to come back and work at the camp again. But Tyler, he's an outstanding young man. And he and his Livy and I had he and his wife over last week. We just kind of – I wanted Livy to – and we wanted to meet her. And they just said, you know, basically you got a month off. And, you know, the coaches, it's when they go on vacations, when the players kind of go home or go back to college town, go back to their – you know, and kind of get ever revved up for the season. And Tyler just said, I'm not going anywhere. New Orleans is home for me now. They were looking for a house, and I think they found a house. He said, I want to work the camp. So I said, he said, I want to come to the camp. I said, well, I'm going to put you to work if you come. So the only thing I did, I gave him a little better living conditions than when the college guys there.
He's not in the dorm, right?
He's got a little better room. But what a great young guy. He is fun. You know, and Peyton and Eli really try to spend some time with these college players when we're not having practice on a workout or private meetings. And Tyler will be so helpful for them because just – 2 years ago, he was sitting in their shoes,
yeah,
and doing that. And that, but he's older. He's been around. He went through adversity in college, getting hurt. But he's been to the combine. He's prepared for the combine. He's worked for his pro day. He's been through the draft. So what a great source he is for these quarterbacks that are here.
Just minutes ago, Lane Kiffin's son comes up, shakes hands. I noticed y'all doing stuff. So Lane's son, who's a sophomore, I think, in high school.
He just moved off.
Yeah, and he came up, and he was throwing a ball. And man, I took a good look at him, and I was like, man, he looks like somebody I know.
Knox was here 2 years ago. Lane doesn't understand our registration opens in October. He always calls 2 days before camp to get his son in.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who was bigger than I thought physically? Was the
Arkansas?
No. Austin Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a big man, very well spoken.
He is.
And he's quite an athlete. The athlete for Ole Miss.
Yeah, you know his story. He was his dad's here from Miami. He was homeschooled, and he accelerated his senior year and got his credits and came out a year earlier out of high school, and then went up to Ole Miss. And of course he sat. But this past year when he went in for Jackson Dart, he led a great drive against Georgia. But he wrapped up his degree in 2 years. He's finished college, so he's. I think he can handle the system. You know, I think he can handle
just a little bit, right?
But he's nice young man, very well spoken. And I usually don't invite many quarterbacks that hadn't played yet. I like for them to get kind of 1 year under their belt before we invite them in there. But someone said, well, why'd you invite the Ole Miss quarterback? I said, because it's my camp and I'll invite who I want to invite.
I know you probably heard the story. But Garrett Nussmeier was telling me, man, we go to Walmart, me and Orch, okay? He said, you know, it's the first time I've been somewhere. Nobody's asking for my autograph or picture. They all want to take a picture with Orch. So he said, we go to Walmart, and everybody recognizes Orch. But he said, you know, nobody recognized me. So he said, you know, hey, I just stepped back. Hey, it's all good. It was all good.
That's fun. We love Garrett Nussmeier. He is such a – he's just one of my all-time favorites at this camp. Just, you know, we talk about attitude and always got that big smile on his face. And, you know, he's got coach written all over him. He will be a coach.
And
I hope he plays 15 years of pro football, but he will be a coach like his dad. His dad's coming on his way here right now, I think, with his little brother, who's also a player.
He's very highly recruited also.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, we love the Nussmeiers, and I told you the story. I, you know, he's been 2 years, and I didn't want to feel like he had to come. And I said, no, Snay, listen, you don't have to come. You're getting ready for your senior year. You got some workouts going on. He said, Mr. Manning, I'll be there, but on one condition. I said, what's that? He said, I want a room with Arch. I said, you can room with who you want a room with, anybody you want to. So he and – it might be trouble in that room, Nussmeyer and Arch in there. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Walmart dealer, that's something that's going to go along pretty well. Uh-huh. But to see so many – and I know you can't take all the counselors, but you have so many people reach out to you to come here to be a college counselor.
I wish I could bring them all. I wish – I can't tell you. Our website, you know, they write the – golly, and just – you know, now I keep them, and when a couple of guys dropped out this year, Drew Auer dropped out on me for the third year in a row, and then we had one, Mike, I never had before, Coach Signetti in Indiana would not let Fernando Mendoza, he didn't stop him from coming, he just wouldn't let him miss a Friday morning workout. That's never happened to me before. All these kids miss a workout. They all miss a workout. What one workout?
Yeah.
And they, I don't know if you met him last year.
I sure did.
Fernando Mendoza is one of the most just
good
personality
guy, yeah,
all over him. So he's sick that he can't come. But I keep that list of some guys. We had one this year. He had transferred to Weber State. And his name is his name is Cash McCollum. I said, I got to invite a kid named Cash. I mean, he's that's a quarterback, right? And nice young man.
I remember this was a few years back. He had told me J.J. McCarthy from Michigan's coming here. Then all of a sudden, Harbaugh said, "Well, we got workouts. What? You miss a couple workouts? Come on, that ain't gonna make that big of a deal." But that is who Jim is.
Yeah. I expected that from him. Yeah.
But
the kids have a – I'm so glad to have a good time. And it's evidence, you know, when they want to come back. And I invite them – I like to invite them back. They know what we do, and, you know, and they're helpful to the new guys. It's a real fun experience to have these college quarterbacks. And then I can't mention them without – we got 120 coaches other than them. And, Mike, you know, a lot of these guys were coaches in South Louisiana,
yeah,
and they've continued to come and come. But then we've had coaches that Buddy Tevens knew in other parts of the country and everything, and they come every year. And they drive long distance to come. You know, they're not getting rich for what I pay them in this camp, and they continue to come. And they're great coaches. And it makes me feel good that they want to be here, and they sure have a good time together.
Met up with Frank Monica as I was walking in for the interviews, and you know, he seen me sort of limping around. He was like, "Finally, you got your old man card, right?" But Frank, I think, has missed one Manning passing academy.
I think he missed one.
One.
I think Larry Favre has missed one. Jeff Curtis maybe started out. He's playing. I mean, he's just missed a couple like that. But yeah, Frank Mock, I tell people. Golly, yeah. Frank Monica and I played baseball against each other.
I played, Frank was a baseball player here, guys, at Nickel State and Archie played him.
We played him in the Easter tournament at Baton Rouge in 1968 or 9, one of those years like that. And Frank was playing for Nickel State. Unbelievable. Yeah.
So,
Frank was on Buddy's staff when we started the Manning passing academy.
I was going to say, it sort of seems strange not to see him here, Buddy Tevens.
Oh, we miss Buddy. Buddy was just such a wonderful guy. And, of course, he helped put this camp together and did so much work. I've had, you know, it takes about three people to replace him, all he did. We miss him. You know, it's a lot of people we miss. We miss Buddy. Chris Mortensen was part of our camp. He came every day, and I pointed out today at our press conference, we miss Ed Daniels. I mean, Ed loved this camp. He absolutely loved this camp. And we were at a press conference, you were there, pointed out. Dale Weiner was on our first coaching staff, coaching staff, and came for years. And I was so excited that I got in touch with him when he's going into Louisiana Hall of Fame. But, his head is not good, but I sure hope he gets to go.
Every time Ed would come here, you would say, "Where are you going to take me to lunch, Mike?" Even though, you know how Ed, you know, he's always looking for something. But, man, we miss him not being here because he enjoyed coming here so much each and every year.
Yeah, Ed loved high school football. He loved high school football. And he was so good to my boys all the way through. And but Ed was just – you know, Ed was he was sincere. He was serious. He's good at what he did. I had more fun with Ed because I knew deep down Ed. I knew Ed. loved LSU, but Elliott can't come out and say
that. But he can't say it.
And he comes around me and he just talks about Ole Miss, Ole Miss, Ole Miss. I said, Ed, I know you're a Tiger. Yeah, go ahead. You can.
he wouldn't admit it.
No, he wouldn't admit it.
And so, you know, this was a year ago. He had done an interview with John Summerall. And so I said, Ed, you told him you're an LSU fan? He said, well, you told him? I was like, I can if you want. He's like, no, no, no. He said, yeah, you know how it is. I got to play it down the middle with everything. But, man, what Coach Summerall's done at Tulane is
he's coming in the morning. He's coming in.
Oh, that's awesome.
He hadn't seen our camp. He's coming in the morning. He's going to bring his son. I'm going to ride him around. Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to come see the throwing tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. But one of the Tulane coaches getting married Saturday night. So
He's
got to go back for that. But John's coming. Great guy. Great guy. He's coming tomorrow and bringing his son and another young man.
I wondered a little bit, you know, when Coach Fritz left to go to Houston, how it would work out for the next coach. They sure picked a winner, didn't they?
They did. Yeah, he picked a
winner. I don't know how long he stays, but that's beside the point. It's about winning, and he brought that to Tulane.
Good coach. They do a good job. Now, I've been to some Tulane practices, and those kids, they work hard. They have fun. He's got a good, enthusiastic coaching staff. Really impressed with him.
What's happened here at Nichols, and kind of tell everybody why it's here at Nichols, because you actually ran out of room at both Tulane and Southeastern.
We did. We ran out quick at Tulane. They didn't have facilities. But so we were there 1 year, had 185 kids, and we went to Southeast Louisiana. It was pretty ideal. They didn't have football at the time. They'd given up football, if you remember, Mike, but they had their stadium. And they still had where their practice field was, and they had intramural. So we had our camp. And our camp was 200 kids, 300 kids, growing, 400 kids. It probably got to about 500, and this was the end of the line for me. And I love the people over in Hammond, but I had to do school buses to get them over to a softball field for practice. And you know what happens with school buses. They break down. They break down, and I got kids walking all over Hammond and everything. I said, we got to find a bigger place. So about that time, Disney called and wanted to know about moving to camp there because they got a lot of great athletic facilities down there, and the Braves train there. The Bucks used to train them. Well, I kind of wanted to. Anyway, if you remember, the Saints had come back and trained in Thibodeau.
Yeah.
We came to Thibodeau when I was with the Saints in 1975.
They had some big mosquitoes back
then.
Oh,
they rained every day, and the mosquitoes ate us up. They ate us up. But anyway, the Saints came back, and Thibodeau did and got all ready for them, and they stayed 1 year. 1 year, and it wasn't Thibodeau. It wasn't Nichols State. They just wanted to kind of go home. They wanted to train at their facility. So they called us, and I said, yeah, we want to come look. And probably still, it's a lot of grass around this campus, but still probably wasn't enough, but except this field back behind their new facility. They got a 10-acre field back there.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's the clincher. We can put 20 football fields on that field right there. And I think the city and the university both had it, but they said, it's yours. So that was fine until our first year, and it had about a 2-inch rain. And they didn't tell me it didn't rain. And we all bogged down in there. So we did a little study on what our economic impact was for Thibodeau and home in the area. And it's pretty good. You know, back then we were bringing in 800-900 campers. And it was a couple million dollars. So I went to Governor Bobby Jindal. And I just said, we can't stay there with that field. We got to have it. We got to go to Disney. And he said, I'll fix that field. And he did. I mean, he didn't have any bones about it. He had good help from the local legislature here.
Darby Shawbat was a big part of it.
Absolutely. And he fixed it. And that field right now, it can rain all it wants to out here. And we can go practice. We can practice on that field. So we're home. This is it. We don't need anything else. They built a great new building here, the football building. They can't afford an indoor facility. They built the next best thing. They built a covered facility, which is wonderful. And we were able to give them the turf for it. So it's they're part of us and we're part of them. They treat us good. They got a new good coach here, and we're really happy. It's our 20th year, Nichols State.
What gave you the idea, the motivation to start all this?
To tell them the whole story. Peyton, wasn't him.
Peyton went to the Bowden Pass in the academy. Bobby Bowden had a Campbell over at over at where was it, Mike? Over at in Birmingham. Samford.
Yeah. Samford.
Samford,
yes.
College. And his sons were in coaching, you know, Tommy and his Terry was the head coach at Samford. And so they had a camp. And about that, Peyton loved it. And he told me, he said, "Dad, we ought to start a camp." Well, then he started getting recruited by Coach Bound down at Florida State. And Coach Bound said, "Archie, I love that camp, but because it guarantees me 4 days with my sons." And that kind of – I didn't forget that. And so we Peyton was at Tennessee, and Buddy Tevens had come to Tulane. I went down to talk to Buddy at Tulane, and he loved it. He thought it was a great idea, and the rest is history. 29 years later, we're still doing it.
Never would have thought it would end up like this.
Never. I thought we could be kind of a regional.
Yeah.
Kind of a regional. You're never going to convince me that people are going to drive from Pennsylvania down here, going to drive three kids down here for 3 nights for this camp. And they do. They come from all over the country.
You're known as like the QB guru now.
It's just, it's made, it's credit to a lot of people. A lot of people, Buddy Tevens was such a big part of it. My sons have never missed a minute. They've never missed a minute. Of course, Eli was a camper the first 3 years. You know, that's how young he was when we started this thing. So
somebody interviewed me this morning and was like, "Man, you've been to a ton of these. Who was the best passer you saw here?" And I was like, real simple. Matt Stafford.
Stafford could throw it. He could put
man,
as they say, he could have some RPMs on it. And
25 of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, Peyton talked about this morning, were here at the Manning Passing Academy. But nobody threw the football like Stafford
did. No, he could throw. He could really throw it. DeMarcus Russell could throw a deep ball, and it looked like a jugs machine. This jugs machine throws it. That thing came out there. That's a long pass. But he could. And then one night in the rain, I let him come out in the rain. It wasn't lightning, and we came out and had aired out in the rain. And Josh Allen threw a wet football 80 yards. I've never seen anything like that. A wet football is hard. And he's the one that talked me into coming out. He said, "Mr. Manning, let's go. Let's go." And that was something. But Matthew Stafford had some serious RPMs on the football.
I remember Frank Monica saying, "Mike, come here. I want you to see this guy." I said, "Who you got?" He said, "Matt Stafford." I said, "Oh, I've seen him." He said, "No, come take a look. This guy," he said, "he is beyond anything I've ever seen at the Manning Passing Academy."
You know, though, Mike, the world has changed so much in so many ways, and I just ride around today. I can't tell you how many good high school quarterbacks we have here.
Yeah.
I mean, the passing game has – I think it kind of started in Texas because that's really why we started the camp. Nobody in South Louisiana was throwing the football. Yeah. And high school coaches, you know, it was kind of run. And Peyton said, let's help them. Let's help the quarterbacks. Let's help the receivers. But I think it started in Texas. Some guys over there, some high school coaches started throwing it, and it spread. And now so many high schools, and I'm not talking about 50 times a day, but so many high schools are throwing the ball 25, 28 times a game. And I ride around here, and these kids, I don't think they're – college players, and that's not what we're about. You know, I want to bring that up. We sure some of our guys go on and play college, some of them maybe been pro, but our mission is the same as it was in 1996. We want to enhance the high school experience. We just feel like any young man that chooses to play high school football should have fun doing it, and we want to make them better. We want to help them be better, and help them have fun that they're doing it. And that's what we try to do. These kids have a good time.
Last question for you. How is it to see you got grandsons now here? That's unbelievable.
Well, I got one as a camper, and he's Marshall's a good little quarterback. Yes. He'll be a ninth grader this year. And then, of course, they have Arch here as a counselor. And that's full circle.
Yes, it is. Arch, thanks so much
for
joining us.
Yeah, Mike, always great to be with y'all.
Great to be with you.
Thibodeau Regional Medical's been great to us since day one. They had a wonderful event for us last night. They're right next door, help us out in so many ways. So they're great partners.
We appreciate it, Arch.
Okay, Mike.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
sir. Archie Manning here from the Manning Passing Academy.